Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches. Now, our first guest is the most famous chef, cooking expert, cooking writer in the world. Prue Leith has just stepped down as a judge on the Great British Bake Off. In 1969, she opened Leith's Michelin-starred restaurant. In 1975, she founded Leith's School of Food and Wine. But this is nothing compared to the hardest ever task of all. In 1980, she was tasked with improving the British Rail sandwich for the British Railways Board. She is a much-loved Oldie columnist, and it's her birthday tomorrow. I think it's her 21st or something. She's talking today about her new book, Being Old and Learning to Love It, ladies and gentlemen, Prue Leith.
Hello. Hang on a second, I've got to get all my bits of paper here. Right, now first of all I wanted to say to you that this book, it's called Being Old and Learning to Love It, is not a how-to manual. It's more a sort of rant about various subjects about old age that I just find amusing or delightful or something, or maddening. First of all, I thought I would just tell you what the dedication says. It says, it's dedicated to my grandchildren, or my 11 joint grandchildren with my husband, to our grandchildren who need to know that getting old is not as gross as they think. And the chapters are just really about, they're under headings like, you know, exercise, beauty, fame, senility, London sex. So I thought I'd just give you a few snippets. On exercise, don't do it. I've got little quotes at the top of each chapter which just amuse me. And the one on exercise is by a guy called Lazar Angeloff. Anybody ever heard of him? No. Nor me. Anyway, he said, the best abs exercise is 5 sets of stop eating too much. And I think that's probably it. But I do some exercise. Every morning I do 10 minutes of sort of stretches and leg lifts and boring things like that. And I was given these exercises by a physio who said that if I took 40 minutes a day to do these exercises slowly and carefully, I would live forever, more or less. Well, I hate them so much, and they're so boring. So I go at it like a steam train, and I get through the whole lot in 10 minutes. I mean, I suppose it's better than nothing, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, that's all I know about exercise. Beauty. You know, nothing bugs me so much as how much women spend on pots of cream that are going to get rid of their wrinkles. You know, it's nonsense. Anita Roddick said that the sort of basic lamb's fat paste that primitive Indians wore to keep, you know, to moisturize their faces is exactly the same moisturizing effect as the 300-pound pot of nonsense. So, not a lot about beauty. My idea of staying a beautiful ho-ho is to steal little bottles from the hotel of moisturizer. They come free, and they do the same job. And they do the same job whether they're body balm or hand lotion or face cream. They're all the same stuff. You just put a lot on your feet and on your face. Or it works, I hope. Right, that's beauty. Right, fame. You know, Paul Hollywood, who's been my mate on Bake Off for the last 9 years, he's wonderfully modest. He hates being recognised. He never wants to, he tries to avoid places where he'll be asked for selfies. He doesn't really like fame or any kind of celebrity. Well, I love it. I just like the attention. Just brilliant. I think I must have more to say on it than that. Oh, yes, now I know. Because I love the attention, I never say no if fans say, you know, can I have a selfie or so on. And one year, I came slightly unstuck on this because, you know, on Bake Off, I'm famous for not understanding innuendos. I never get the jokes if they're innuendos. And one year, the bakers were asked to make a cake that represented their favourite animal. And so one woman, her favourite animal was the beaver. So she made a beaver. And I said, Paul and I have to go around and ask them all about the cakes. So I said to this woman, so now, tell us all about your beaver. Whereupon the entire tent collapsed in giggles. I had no idea what I said. What else could I say? How else could I say? I should have said, tell us all about your cake. But I said, tell us all about... Anyhow, that summer, a woman appeared, a fan from California. She'd come in all the way from California to hear me speak at Compton Burnie. And she turned up with, guess what, a life-size cuddly beaver, a toy. And she'd come all the way from America to give me this beaver. Anyway, I was very impressed with this. She was a slightly mad woman, it must be said, but anyway. I'm now devoted to this beaver. And yesterday I read in the press, I think I read it in Mary Wakefield's piece in the Specky, or maybe it was in the Oldie, where she says the more cuddly toys are bought by people over 65 than for children. So it's lots of old ladies like me hugging their beavers. Sorry, John, I do hug you too. one of the chapters is on senility, and I thought I'd just mention that I think we worry far too much about getting senile. We all worry that we won't be able to, our marbles will go, but you know it doesn't really matter, because the person who has lost their mind has no idea they've lost their mind. They are having a great time. It's just you lot who are looking after them a bad time. And when my mother was senile for about 15 years before she died, and you know, she was right away with the fairies, and one day on her 80th birthday, my brothers and I took her to lunch, and she was vegetarian. She'd been a vegetarian for many years, but my brothers were carnivores, I mean serious carnivores, so I had to find a restaurant which had an ordinary menu and a vegetarian menu, and I found one. So we're sitting down for lunch, and I gave my mother the vegetarian menu. And she looked at it, and she said, this stuff's all vegetarian. And I said, yes, Mum, you're a vegetarian. She said, I'm not a vegetarian. She said, I don't believe in all that sandaled, greeny stuff. You know, I have nothing to do with it. I'm not a vegetarian. I said, Mum, you have been vegetarian for 40 years. She said, no, I haven't. I'll have a steak. And you know what? She had a steak, and she really enjoyed it. So she was right. She wasn't a vegetarian. I suppose the chapter that will get the Daily Mail going and the Mirror going is one called Love and Sex. But there's a lot of it about, you know, through oldies. I keep meeting other oldies who've found love after the age of 70 or something. And I must say, close your ears now, John. When I met John, I was 17 and he was 64. And you know, it felt exactly like it felt when I first fell in love at 17. There is no difference, and it still happens. And I was having this conversation at the last Oldie lunch a week ago for the awards, and I was sitting next to Maureen Lipman. And the two of us were we were chattering away like teenagers. Anyway, she's deeply in love, which is nice to know. One day, I was on Loose Women, you know, the television program. And we were discussing a drug that is, was I think at the time, it was legal in America, but not in England. And it was a sort of a libido-enhancing drug for women, a kind of Viagra for women. And so they were discussing whether or not this was a moral thing to have, or a proper thing to have. And so they said to me, because I was one of the guests on the panel, would you have this stuff? Would you take this? And I had immediately in my mind what Daily Mirror would say, what the Mail Online would say, if I said almost anything. So I thought I'd try not to. So I said, well, you know, if it was legal and it was easily available and it wasn't too expensive and my doctor recommended it, blah, 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 then I might, you know. And obviously they got very bored with this boring answer. And they went to John, who was sitting in the front row of the audience, and they said, John, what would you say if Prue took this drug? And he said, oh my God, don't give her any more. He said, I'd have to call in reinforcements. And every time somebody asks us, they often do ask us, but if they ask John where we met, he always says, geriatric Tinder. Geriatric Tinder doesn't exist. But the number of women who come to me and said, where do I get this geriatric Tinder from? I really need it. So somebody, some enterprising person should start a geriatric Tinder. Anyway, I have had a great life, and I'm continuing to have a great life. And the very fact that you're all here at our oldie lunch means you've got your head in the right place and you know how to have a good time. So good luck.
You have been listening to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Oldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.